Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is Ricey. You've been hearing my friend Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk, for years on the radio and Garage Logic podcast. With the new year approaching, I strongly recommend you sit down with Josh for your no-cost, no-obligation, 48-minute consultation on your investments, including your IRA and 401k. You can benefit from Josh's years of experience navigating different market and economic conditions, and he'll always give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Give Josh a call now at 952-925-5608 to book your no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation. That's 952-925-5608. You'll be glad that you did, and tell him Ricey sent you. Don't forget to ask, why is it 48 minutes, Josh?
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Ricey is a paid endorser.
Whoa, I'm trying to hear the song.
You don't have your headphones on.
Jeez.
Merry Christmas.
How you doing? I have something terribly obvious to say about football.
Okay, let's go.
One, this is not earth-shattering. These are fairly obvious observations.
CP still watching?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'd ruin that. Taylor Swift ruined football.
Yeah. Well, was Taylor at the game?
Oh, yeah.
Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay.
The ability that receivers have to catch the ball is becoming
ridiculous.
Frightening.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
And great hands, great athletic ability, and sticky substance. They can use the sticky substances now, too.
And two, you can really tell when a team doesn't have a good quarterback.
Yes. Yes.
There you have it.
Yep.
That's why they get the big money. Or even an average quarterback.
I mean, you got twice you have a chance to go 3 inches and get a first down, and they can't do it.
Well, here's the deal. Harry, Peter, Bud Grant, somebody on Twitter sent this out late in Bud's life. And Bud, it was just out from an interview with Bud. It might have been Doogie's. I don't know. But Doogie did a long thing with him, Chris Long. And Bud said, never called a quarterback sneak in his life. Mm-hmm. He did not believe in them. Mm-hmm. He says, because quarterbacks are not used to being in big piles of people. You're trying to avoid big piles of people. And he never called it. And what is with our guy, O'Connell, and when he has to make this much or this much? That early in the Denver game.
Yeah.
That Denver game, we have to run. We have to have the. We're third and one. You've already gotten two first downs running. And he has this. The third and one, he has the tight end come over, take the snap, lateral it back to the quarterback, who then ends up fumbling and having to recover it, and you lose 2 yards and you punt right off the bat. You were going to go down and get a touchdown. What's the deal? Give it to the same guy that's been running it up the field. And now, 6 inches, it's because we don't want their big fat guys to get out there and play defense. Well, they had two big fat guys in the middle of the line
why
anyway.
Why did you bring out the guy who weighs 8 pounds to push him?
That's the bad part. You know, they would have been better off and have me push him. You know, having me waddle over there and push him, for God's
sake. Just lean on him.
Yes.
This guy was a fart in a windstorm.
Yeah, 181 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's O'Connell, I think he's pretty good, but
Sometimes he malfunctions as a play caller. Yeah.
The shorter a distance to gain, the more confused he becomes. I'd much rather have him 3rd and 12 than 3rd and 1.
For sure, because he'll run an actual play.
Yes.
Boy, was I rooting for the Bears, and they almost did it. I don't know why I was rooting for the Bears. I have no interest.
Who were they losing to?
The Cleveland.
They were beat by Cleveland, but the Hail Mary was in the guy's lap.
Landed on him. Landed on him.
And it bounced off his stomach.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Wow, I didn't see that. I was at the Wild game, so I didn't get to see much of the Viking game.
Can you be on the ground and catch a ball?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
As long as the ball doesn't, and you're in bounds, but as long as the ball doesn't hit the ground, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
You saw another shootout victory.
Yes, and I've been telling people.
Oh, you saw that Saturday.
No, I saw it Saturday, shootout victory.
Well, the Browns and Bears yesterday.
Well, I didn't watch much football yesterday. Yeah. But the Wild, I was reading something about 2 weeks ago that the NHL wants to do something to put the excitement back in 3-on-3. And I said, what the hell are they talking about? How can 3-on-3 not be exciting?
But that's exciting on its own.
I don't watch hockey.
Right.
Well, you know what they're doing?
What?
It's all about possessing the puck.
Right.
They'll throw it back down, and no offsides, obviously. They'll throw it back down to the other end,
and
then I'll circle around. There was a five minutes
overtime.
I bet there weren't 4 shots.
Yep. They love a lot of circling, don't they?
They circle. Nobody shoots. They don't want you to shoot the puck if the goalie is going to stop it and then kick it over to one of his guys and give it to the other team. So somehow the overcoaching that helped to ruin Major League Baseball with the shifts and everything has now even managed to ruin 3-on-3.
Right.
How could you ruin 3-on-3? Just go out there and get a goal. You already have a point.
A shot clock. A 3-on-3 shot clock.
Or you can't...
That could be coming.
Or you can't play the puck back over the red line once you
Well, they do that all the time.
Oh, yeah. I know. But once you get in your own zone, you can't throw it back down to the other end, you know?
Well...
Whatever. But they got a point.
They
really
dug
good.
Such a deep hole in the first 2 months of the season.
You keep winning 7 out of 9, you're in fine shape.
Well, they're still 10 points out of a playoff spot.
Are you still mad at the new head coach?
Heinze?
Yeah. You're mad at him. You were mad at him last week because of the nicknames.
Just called him Heinze.
I'm calling him Heinze because he's calling all these other guys. Mitty and...
What did they call Dumba? Dumb.
Oh, I don't remember.
If they called him dumb, it would have been accurate. But I know I shouldn't say that. I only attended.
How's he doing with the Phoenix?
Mediocre.
Well, he didn't sign a big deal. He got a 1 year, single-digit contract.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, he was. He didn't have a greatest reputation in the league for being a great defenseman. How about the kid from Minnesota? Faber, they're playing him 32 minutes.
No, it's Fabes.
Yep.
Fabes, I forgot. Fabes. Fabes. That was the other guy.
Fabes can play.
Was Dumba the guy you thought for sure was going to the Hall
of
Fame?
In his early career, I thought he's a Hall of Famer.
Because of the shot, right?
But I backed off that as the years went by.
Sure. But was it the shot? Is that okay?
A former bartender that I know from downtown at a local establishment suspected there were other things in Dumba's life. Distracting him from hockey. I don't want to name the source, but
that's what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Dumbs would like to hang out at the nightclubs.
Is there a Mrs. Dumba?
No.
Not that I'm aware of.
Not that I'm aware of. Nope. So he, unlike George Brett, he's taking auditions.
The heck?
Practicing.
I think he's practicing.
A lot of young men in that position would do the exact same thing.
Yeah, heavens, yes.
I love the Freddie. You said he had a lot of auditions.
He did.
He's in his 40s.
Well, so did Derek Jeter.
Oh, yes.
He had the auditions down to a science.
I tell you, Derek,
He landed on his feet.
He did. He did.
No, he did. He had a great selection.
Well, because a lot of times those guys wait too long. Like George Clooney didn't land on his feet. She looks like a, you know, Mrs. Ed.
She's a different different level of attractiveness.
I mean, there's a difference.
Yeah, the three of us should be critiquing George Clooney's selection.
Yes, right. George Clooney.
But see, you go too far. Yeah. And then you
I think young Derek did a fine job of selection. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is she in the Lincoln commercial with
him? She sure is, Joe.
Yeah, yeah. She's still looking good.
Yeah.
She acts like she likes
it. And the thing is, I forget who pointed this out. The fact that Derek, they have two girls, right? Don't they have two or three girls? The fact that Derek has only daughters serves him right? Okay. Because of the,
But if they want to be athletes.
But let's face it. I mean, you got two boys and I'm sure you enjoy them.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I'd much rather have girls. Won't you?
I'm surrounded by girls.
That's right. Luckily, you got Taylor Swift to talk about. So,
A lot of Barbie stuff at your place?
They have worlds. We call it the Barbie world.
Oh! Occupies a whole wing, does it?
How long does that last?
Well, it shows no signs of waning yet.
Okay.
Because there's always someone else coming up the line. Mm-hmm. You know.
Oh, I see. And then they got to be shown the right Barbie route.
It's there's quite a few of those.
We took my cousin Kathleen, a little older than me, same age as my brother, went to school with him, but to lunch yesterday. And she's got the 11 or 12 grandkids, but she's getting the great ones now. Starting to get the great ones.
I don't have that problem.
Not yet.
No.
Not yet. But
I don't think I will. I mean.
But Christmas gets. There's a lot of shopping to do at Christmas time when you get to all that. You probably don't have to do much of that. You just have to.
I'm in charge of breaking up the cardboard.
Yes.
A lot of deliveries these days?
The Amazon truck, the FedEx truck, have not safely made it past my house in a week.
It's not a good sign when she knows these guys by name.
No.
Bill, come on up. Just leave it right here. Yeah. Thank you.
The other day, the wife yelled down from upstairs, said, see if there's anything on the step. And I said, well, I checked 5 minutes ago, but I can check again because who knows.
That's how it works.
Yes,
it's
right.
Also the bad sign I discovered when you're in a cul-de-sac if the truck parks in front of your driveway. Because, then they make the stops. They don't move the truck each time.
Oh, okay.
But if you have the most packages, that's where the Amazon, that's where the guy's going
to
stop.
They're smart enough to know. They assess the inventory earlier to see which.
Here's where the big pile's going.
So we're going to have. That was going to be the shortest walk then. That's a good idea.
Yep.
That's a good idea. Well,
it's in charge of cardboard.
Apparently, I'll tell you what, though. Amazon is unbelievable. I think I've told you this, guys. About 2 months ago, I said to my wife, I don't have any socks anymore. I don't know.
That's where I get mine.
I lost them. I said, this is 9 at night.
You can't lose socks.
You get one. Yeah. You know, you go.
One will disappear.
One will disappear. Then they're no good. Then you got to throw them away.
Right.
And so I said, I got no socks. 9 at night.
Right.
I went, grabbed the paper at 4:30 in the morning, and the socks were on a step.
They'll get you socks.
How do they do that? How do they do that?
Wow. That's quick turnaround right there.
Meanwhile, you got the U.S. mail. Joe. I get my pension check from the Star Tribune. For some reason, I don't have them deposited. I get it in the mail.
Yeah.
I like to have a little cash in my pocket.
Me too.
You know? So it's supposed to show up on the 28th or the 29th, and then you cash it on the 1st. December 12th, it still hasn't been there.
Uh-oh.
So I call a guy at the Star Tribune, and he cancels it and says, I'll send you to one, blah, blah, blah. That night, there it was, December 12th, in the mailbox at 6 o'clock. And we got mail problems here. The stuff is not being delivered really quickly.
No, and I'm a big fan of the Postal Service.
I am, too.
I still
send my mail. I still send the check envelope.
We are the last two in the state to do this.
That's right. That's right. The fewer people that have your credit card number, the better. That's my theory.
Well, I just like to play office. I mean, you get the stamps and
the whole deal.
Return address labels.
Then you look at the bill and say, "What the hell is this?"
Yep.
You know, that's sometimes we did defeat one of the. We're just going to put this on your one of those security things for your computer.
Yeah.
They just sent us a bill for 200 and some bucks, and we defeated them by calling into the card and getting them to cancel it. They're very hard to defeat, those.
Yeah, usually if you call your bank, they're pretty good about, did you authorize this? You say, no, I did not.
And you mean they assumed you bought their security package and they billed you 200 bucks for it?
Mm-hmm.
And you never ordered it?
No.
And you got out of it?
My credit card got me out of it. Yes, they did.
Yeah.
What else we got? Well, we got the bad Viking loss, and we got the Wild playing really well. And how about that
they're
basketball?
In Pittsburgh tonight.
Yes. Pittsburgh's not real
the
good.
The site right? of Fleury's Cup victories.
You know who's got a lot of young talent? The Vancouver Canucks. Yeah, we held them to one goal, but they were 20-10. Boone's got the job there 2 years ago when they were the worst team in the league. And then in last year, the middle of the year, he got fired, and now they're playing really good. But I got a hockey seminar on Saturday because Tommy Thompson came in and sat next to me. Tommy, right-hand man for Risebrow and the big super scout, and he's still in town, still lives in town. And I got three periods of insight. And then Tommy's kind of like... Bob Shepard used to be at Yankee Stadium, the announcer.
Mm-hmm.
He gets the coat on. He gets the coat on, and he's ready to go as soon as that winning, as soon as either the horn goes or the last shot is made in the shootout, boom, Tommy's gone. He's
I can identify
that,
with that.
Got to beat that traffic.
He's got to beat the light.
Yeah.
So, Joe.
Yes.
We want to revamp the arena to some point.
Which I don't understand.
The loading docks, we're worried about that. But they want to turn the downstairs. A lot of the fans don't like this because they want more club seating downstairs, more expensive seats downstairs. And then
downstairs meaning the first bowl.
First deck, first bowl. They want to turn that into a very high-priced seating, which is, so apparently $100 is not high enough. But, as we're doing this, are there not plans to replace the ramp?
I have no idea.
Have we not heard that? How long will that take?
I don't know.
Once you like,
I've never parked in there.
Where do you? You're afraid it's going to collapse itself?
When I parked, I just use my Victory parking spot and walk three blocks.
Okay, yeah, yeah. That's good. I parked over there once in a while too, but you get. The media can get in there for a reasonable price. But on Saturday, I got there early on Saturday, but I had the old problem of who stole my car, and then I realized I was on the wrong floor.
Right.
I parked on 6, but I walked down to 5.
Okay.
With 5 in it, but it's the only parking. Have you been in there?
Oh, right? Yeah.
It's the only one with halves.
Yeah.
It's the only parking ramp in America that has a half. You have five
half
and a half.
What?
You park on 6.5 and seven, 5.5.
This is the one across the street from
you.
Yes.
And post game can get a bit problematic if you've been enjoying yourself.
I think it got built at the same time as the Civic Center. I think it's been there that long.
It's got a bad reputation.
Well, they used to have, you could, underneath the street, there was a tunnel that you could walk through and you'd come out on the... You'd come out on the bottom of the stands in the Civic Center.
Yep.
And you'd, that was it. I don't know what happened to that tunnel. I guess they probably got rid of it when they built the new place. But
might be a homeless encampment or something.
Yeah, that'd be a good spot for a homeless encampment.
Won't this renovation cost more than it cost to build the place?
Oh, God, yes. It only cost $110 to build,
I think. That's a bargain.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes.
It's a nice building.
Renovation will be 200 and something.
It's a gorgeous building. It doesn't need a thing.
We got to tear that dump down.
Well, I see my fear is that Leopold is planting the seed to leave.
No, no. They, where are they going to leave? They haven't had an unsold ticket in 25 years, for God's sake.
Got a point.
I got there at 11:15, which is 2 hours before tip-off, right? And that Skyway was filled with clattering, excited, jersey-wearing youth streaming across and families down there waiting to get in for nothing to happen for an hour and 20 minutes.
Even with a noon Viking game?
Yep.
Wow.
They did not. This crowd, the Woodbury crowd, did not care about the Viking game. They were. And these kids were so damn excited they couldn't believe it. And then, of course, the merchandise room. That's one thing they want to increase, the size of the merchandise room out in the lobby.
That's not big enough, huh?
Oh, God, no. No, they need a much bigger. You know what the at 11:20, you know what the percentage of jersey wearers what? 100%. There was,
I bet.
I was the only person there not wearing it wild.
I will say this. I know why. So I brought this up, in fact, yesterday watching the Bills-Cowboys game, because I was at the last meeting between those two at the new Cowboys stadium for Thanksgiving game. And you walk into that stadium, and there's an entire wing that's just merchandise. I'm saying it's the size of the Hubbard Building.
Really?
That's how big of this wing of merchandise is at the new Cowboy Stadium.
It's like the Ryder Cup, huh?
That's exactly what it's like, Patrick. Because you walk in, you have to walk through the merchandise area. So, of course, if you've got
you have to walk through it.
And the main entrance that we walked in, you had to go through this area to buy whatever, you know, the jerseys, the hats, the whatever you want to buy.
Yeah, it is.
And it's not cheap. The merchandise there was not cheap.
It is a great phenomenon. You watch tape of the 1965 World Series, everybody's wearing a coat and a hat.
And a suit.
Yeah. Yep. And there's when do you think they started selling jerseys?
The first couple of years of the North Stars, it was just a suit and tie crowd.
Yeah, it was. Mink coats, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jerseys, I don't know. It's in our lifetime. This wasn't common.
80s? The 80s?
Sometime in the 80s they started, but I mean, now, even Twins games are got to be 50% now.
Easily,
yeah. Yeah. And the Wolves are more and more, even though the basketball jersey sucks, you know. Who wants to walk? You got to wear an undershirt out of there, and you can't walk around showing your armpits, goodness sake, so.
Would you like to take a timeout?
Well, we have to do the new feature, pause. The pause on Monday Night Sports
Talk.
Check this
out.
I think the pause is really becoming popular.
Oh, very much so. Especially with the sales force behind us here.
This pauses right now.
Well,
this
Patrick's going to tell us about the Valley Group first.
Valley Group GM deal. You know what? You want to get that Christmas vehicle?
There you go.
It isn't too late for the family. Jim Paul, Brett Paul, Apple Valley, Hastings, Buick, GMC products. That Sierra truck, I think that Sierra truck's underrated. Reasonable price. I saw 0.9% interest rate on that. See a lot of trucks in those hockey parking lots when I go to watch the grandkids play. And they got a great stock of SUVs, too. Low interest rates. The prices are better than they were a couple of years ago with all of the vehicles. And a very good used car supply, too. I've gotten two or three used cars from them for various family members. And also, the convertible I had down in Florida I got from Jim Paul's Valley Group of GM dealers at a very good price. So, bring the car home for Christmas for the family. It's not too late.
Can you get a bow? Will they put the nice big bow on it?
Put a ribbon on top of that thing. Deliver it and put a big ribbon on top of it. Brett Paul, Jim Paul, Valley Group of GM dealers, Apple Valley and Hastings. Get out there. It's not too late for Christmas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Unpause.
Well,
start talking.
Yes, sir.
Well, I want to, we got to talk about the Timberwolves. They still have yet to lose two games in a row.
Nah, yeah, best record in the league, 19-5, right?
Well, can they win the Stanley Cup?
No, they can't win the Stanley Cup, but they might be Larry O'Brien Trophy or whatever.
Reynolds Trophy or whatever.
Larry O'Brien, remember
Larry
him?
O'Brien.
Larry had the good fortune of dying fairly young, so he got the trophy named after him. So, you know, he'd be dead by now anyway, so he might as well have the trophy named after
him.
See,
but here's the problem with me in the NBA.
Yes?
I'm on pins and needles worrying that somebody will become upset with someone, and then they'll... Somebody will pout, and then this guy won't play hard, and the whole thing will go to hell.
We were worried about the cat entering the season, and if he was going to take it well, that Anthony Edwards was now the man. He's having the time of his life. He just had 40 the other night.
Yes, he did.
They figured out. Now, what's really helped is Gobert is moving. When he came here last year, he must have been banged up or something. He was not moving. And I more than anybody thought, there's no way these 2 7-footers can play together. But kumbaya now, man.
But see, that's my worry. Will that last?
As long as they win.
Who knows what puts these guys off their feet?
Mm-hmm. Although, what was the Ant controversy recently? I saw he had to issue a statement about something. I'll look it up. I thought maybe you'd know about it.
Where did we get him?
Georgia.
Drafted him, number one pick.
For this year?
No.
Three years ago?
See, I don't follow the NBA.
He was the number one over when they had one of their great seasons. They ended up getting the first draft
pick. Well, he's fantastic.
Yes, he is.
Although, the other night, they beat a good Dallas team, like a drum. And Ant went 3 for 19.
Yeah.
But Nas was.
So what?
Nas
they
went
still
great.
Won.
Yeah.
Because Nas came
Nod
out on fire.
Nuts. Yeah. Nas made 7 threes, I think.
Although, you know what the big controversy tonight is?
What?
Will Jimmy Butler play?
Now, last
he's
time they
ducked came, the Wolves each time since he's been
time
on the
they
Heat.
They were here.
Yep.
He didn't play, but in Miami he'll play, right? They're in Miami.
That's the big question is whether or not he will.
He'll play tonight. Yeah.
Tonight. You are at Miami, and they're having a lot of weather problems in Miami.
Oh, my goodness.
I take it the club got there.
They had a little more moisture than us.
Yes.
How about North Carolina?
Ooh, yeah.
Charlotte. Did you see the crowd at the Panthers game yesterday?
Nobody, right?
No.
They might have had 200 people at
Did
that
you see
game.
The crowd at the vaunted Alamo Bowl?
No.
Appalachia State and Miami of Ohio.
Big bowl game?
That was the best the Alamo Bowl could do.
In Orlando.
Alamo Bowl's in San Antonio.
Well, then it wasn't the Alamo Bowl.
Was it the Outback Bowl?
I don't know what
no,
it was.
No, Outback, that's a New Year's Day. Yeah, that's
but
a New
it was
Year's
in
Day.
Orlando. There were five people there.
That's the Camping World Bowl, I believe.
But I've never seen a game played in that heart of a rain.
Oh, really?
I just tuned it in for that.
You were mesmerized, weren't you?
I gave it 5 minutes in that
right
rain.
Right behind Tinker Field, you know.
That's right. That's right.
But,
I have to bring this up.
What?
Are you guys aware we're playing the Rose Bowl on January 2nd this year?
That's happened all the time when it's not on, when the holiday, I didn't realize it, because the holiday is the holiday on Sunday?
No,
the holidays.
New Year's
Monday.
On Monday. It's 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, that's for the.
But I know it's part of the Final Four this year, but it's the freaking Rose Bowl.
The second time the Gophers went out there, they played on January 2nd, but that's because the first was Sunday. So.
Wow.
We didn't play. We weren't heathens back then. We didn't play college football.
This year, the NFL
Sundays.
Has its full schedule on Christmas Eve and Christmas.
Remember what a big deal that was when you first played? We go back to the time where they wouldn't play on Good Friday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, wouldn't play baseball
games
on Good
Friday. Well, when I was covering
it,
there were a lot of Christmases where I had to take off and go somewhere on Christmas Day.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. For the next day's game, though.
No, even that. Yeah, maybe the next day's game.
Yeah, they didn't start. They had to, the first Christmas, we talked about it, the first Christmas Eve game they hear was.
Well, here, I'll tell you the name of that bowl. What was the date Saturday?
Saturday would have been the 16th, sir.
It was the Cure Bowl.
Oh, they cured.
What the hell was that?
They cured what any interest. They cured any interest in it. I haven't.
It was the Cure Bowl. Ah. Appalachia State 13, Miami, Ohio 9. It was a pouring rain.
They had a team from the mighty Mid-American against, I don't even know what league Appalachian State is in.
Wow.
It is ridiculous. Joe, they.
It's bowl season.
And we have all these guys going into the pool, you know, the transfer portal, bailing out on these teams left and right. They're, if they're going to the transfer portal and they don't intend to come back, they're not playing for their team.
So they're basically left with skeleton rosters.
I think it was Tennessee that, well, I can't remember the team, but I thought it was Tennessee. Six defensive backs are in the portal.
As we speak.
Oh, wow.
As we speak.
Who's playing?
The famous Toastery Bowl is underway.
I didn't, you know, I saw that and I didn't know there was famous Toastery. I don't know.
That's Western Kentucky and Old Dominion.
Where's that being played?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, man. And they've had a little rain too.
Yes.
They could have 25 people at that one. Famous. We got the famous Potato Bowl.
What stadium do they have in Boca Raton, Florida?
About the Florida International has a stadium might hold 25,000, which would be enough. Mm-hmm. I've driven by that stadium one of my visits to Boca.
Famous Toastery is a breakfast, brunch, and lunch franchise that encourages its guest team and franchise owners to be famous in their local community by offering famously fresh meals and a much-needed hub for friends, families, and neighbors to get together in a comfortable atmosphere where every server is your server.
You know, should get himself a famous Toastery franchise. That sounds like Phil Fleck, doesn't it?
Sure does.
You know, we're 5-7. Yes, we pissed away some of the greatest games of all time, but this is about life.
How'd you like to be on the committee?
Serving man.
How'd you like to be on the committee of the famous Idaho Potato Bowl?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, who we got?
That would be Utah State versus Georgia State.
That's
the 23rd.
That's a big one. They'll pack them in Boise for that one.
You know, Joe, I know you base...
First Responder Bowl.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, who pays for that? Those are public jobs.
Yeah, the first responders.
Those are public
taxpayers.
Services.
Where's that at?
The First Responder Bowl is in Dallas, Texas State, and Rice on December.
That's in the Cotton Bowl.
26.
I think that's in the old Cotton Bowl.
Okay.
They play their bad bowl game in the old Cotton Bowl. That'll pack them in.
Patrick, I know Joe will not be a fan of the famous Toastery franchise. Do you want to know why?
Why?
They also refer to people that visit them as guests.
Ooh.
Well,
Joe hates guests.
I don't like guests. If I go to Target, I'm not your bleeping guest. I got to get something.
No. Yeah. Guest. Yeah. If I'm your guest, it's free.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not free.
Yeah. I'm not paying.
If I'm your guest, give me the batteries I need.
Yeah, that's right. I have a daughter-in-law who's big on Target, but I bet I haven't been in there 5 times in the last decade.
Really?
I just don't do it. I just go other places.
So what time do you get? Should we ride together then to go to the Quick Lane Bowl next week?
First of all,
you want me to pick you boys up?
Are you driving it?
God, no.
Let's go back and correct Reavers.
You can be the spotter.
That's true.
Can we go back and correct Reavers?
What?
January 1st, Rose Bowl.
I saw a thing last night during the football game that said it was January
1,
2nd.
Rose, Michigan Monday. State and Alabama.
Yeah, they are with January.
Oh, okay, then I'm corrected. Yeah. I thought I saw a promo last night that said January
and then
2nd.
Sugar's got Washington State and Texas.
They play Washington.
Okay.
They play
well,
afterwards.
good. I'm glad to see that then.
So they got the 3.5-hour time slot, which they'll run over, which means they'll have to wait the other game. The other game won't get over till midnight.
Well, that's what happened last year.
Yeah.
Remember was the second game Georgia and Ohio State, wasn't it?
I just hope. I'm just rooting mightily for Michigan to win this thing, just so everybody can whine about the cartoon character who was trying to steal. The guy dressed in a Snoopy outfit or something, trying to steal signals and turned it into... Boy, that scandal died in a hurry, didn't it?
It sure did.
Given Harbaugh took the took that game.
But
off.
I think if Jim does find a way to win the national championship, he'll handle it with grace, won't he?
Oh God, yes.
Pat, did you see any chance to see Charlie Woods swing?
Tiger's I hear it's kid. Pretty good. I didn't watch it.
It's a billion-dollar swing.
I really? Turned on the golf. How's he physically? Is he?
He's 14. Tall? How can you tell?
Is he got a little?
Just looks like a 14-year-old kid.
Okay.
With a billion-dollar golf
he's
swing.
He's had a good swing. He's had a good teacher, though.
But I think he must have.
I turned on the Golf Channel, and they were showing Tiger. I don't know, were they having rain delay or something? Lee Trevino and Tiger, and then Tiger's kid, and maybe it was Trevino's kid. And they're sitting there, and all you can see is Tiger's back on the facing the camera, and Trevino talking. And it was like 12 minutes, and Tiger didn't even get in a nod of the head. Mm-hmm. It was just Trevino showing him how to hit the ball low and all that. You know, all that stuff in Trevino's swing that nobody uses anymore, you know, the low line drive mm-hmm. that... Tiger does.
He'll hit the stinger.
Yeah. Yeah. He invented the stinger, but yeah. Tiger's stinger goes 100 yards further than the Trevino's.
Charlie outdrove the 345 yard par four.
He drove it?
Oh, yeah.
You're kidding.
No. I might have the yardage wrong, but it was a par four and he drove it.
What do you think? Wow. Do you think the USGA and the Royal and Ancient are going to get away with this attempt to
I don't like this.
Tune down the golf ball?
You know, that's the worst thing you can do for a hack. I need all the distance I can get.
And plus, their sponsors, all the guys putting, before the Arabs came anyway, all the guys putting their money into golf are the companies that sell you the golf ball and the driver that hits the ball farther. So you can't, what you have to do is what everybody else does, narrow the fairways
and kind of make them
and grow rough and kind of make the fairways go like this.
Yep.
So you got to hit them in the middle of the fairway, not off the
By
side.
This, the hand motion was sloping down on the outside.
Like, well, you want to crown the fairways.
Crown the fairways, yes. That's what you got to do.
But then the ball's going to roll off into unhittable stuff.
Yes, and that's the only defense you have against these guys.
All right.
And then you get the greens to about 28 on the stimp meter, and that's your only chance.
You like this.
Yeah, right. That's right. So, I don't know if they're going to get away with that or not because it's such a... You know, that's all they're. You know what's the most amazing change in sports though? The biggest sponsors now for the NFL, college football, and everything else is FanDuel and DraftKings. We wouldn't let a guy if you found out you bet a $5 parlay in some bar, you ended up getting suspended for life. Now. Please, you can call right now and bet on the second half over and under. Come on.
I forget who it was, but an emailer wanted to know, is all of this gambling going to help Pete's cause for the Hall of Fame down the road?
Nah, I don't know. No.
Okay.
I think he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, why not? Yep. What the hell?
Yep.
Let's have the wing for the roids and the, and the gamblers. Just say.
That's not a bad idea.
Just say, put up there. Funhouse.
It's kind of run down. They don't paint it. They don't keep it up very well.
No lights are on in there. You can only go during the day.
Cobweb.
It's the funhouse. Come on in here and see her. See, then you can have before and after pictures with Bonds and, you know, Barry Bonds as a rookie and then Barry Bonds with a head that's twice as big as it used to be.
Somebody put the video up of the home run he hit off Percival in the World Series.
That went in the water.
My God, he crushed that thing.
Well, he had
That was at the height of Barry.
He had it down as science because he only swung at a pitch if it was in this box here. And if it wasn't in the box, they call it a ball.
Yep.
He had, 200 walks one year, 180
something
walks
like that.
Something.
So. And if he connected, it was going out of the ballpark.
Mm-hmm. All right, Merry Christmas.
He was a jackass, but...
Wait, you told me to remind you, your review of the show Patrick recommended.
Okay, I've given Slow Horses 3 episodes. I don't know if I'm going to keep going.
Hang in there. Gets way better.
First of all, I need closed caption. So I got that going. Yes. That works.
Yeah.
But, all right, I'll stay
Hang
with
in
it.
There.
All right.
Hang in there. The Oldman character grows on you. Well, he ends up being very sharp. I don't know what Bill Guerin did.
Right.
That was verbal abuse.
This guy.
No, Jackson. What's
Lamb?
Jackson Lamb would not pass HR of the year.
In front of his female superior, he just loves to rip one.
Yeah, right.
And he goes, better out than in.
Yeah, right. You'll get.
Oh, it gets better. He's a wonderful character.
Yeah, he gets better. It gets better. The first time I'm watching, I said,
it's confusing.
Where are we? Oh, yeah, it's confusing. Where are we going here? All the plots are complicated, but I'm hardcore. The wife's mad at me because I watched the episode without her.
Well, she won't watch it.
But she was next door, and I said, I'm watching it.
Yeah.
You're on warning.
Did you give a warning?
I'm warning.
Did you like a 5-minute warning?
5 minutes.
All right.
She said, I'm doing something else. She was ordering stuff.
Yeah. You
know? She was on a computer. I said,
warning.
This is it. You got 5 minutes. 8 o'clock at night. You can stop ordering at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I would think so.
You should have a deadline.
Yeah. So. All right.
Merry Christmas.
I won't give up on it yet, though.
Yeah. No,
I'll stay.
Please don't.
I'll do episode four.
You'll enjoy it. You're enjoying it. I got another one for you. Shrinking. Have you watched Shrinking?
No.
Watch Shrinking.
What is that about?
It's about the people who are
shrinking.
They're psychologists. Harrison Ford's one of them. He's great. He's the older guy. And what's his name? Is it not Siegel? The other guy that looks like him is. His wife has died, and he's not handling it well. And it's pretty damn funny. Shrinking. I recommend it.
Are you talking about Jason Segel?
Jason Segel.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Is it on Netflix?
That, I believe, is on... what's it on?
I am Amazon, seeing that it is on Amazon. Or, sorry, Apple TV. Apple TV.
Oh, that means to watch it, I have to go to a... what do you call those codes with the little dots and...
apps?
No,
there's
a code. The Q code? What's that code?
The QR code.
The QR code.
I don't have to go to a QR code.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah. You know, I got on a Comcast world to save money.
Yeah, and now you're
now
broke.
Now I got every app. I got apps and stuff that nobody's watched, doesn't even know exist. She wants to watch a show, she gets the app. And now we're 4 months later, we haven't watched another show, and we still got the app for $6 a month or something.
Tell me you've seen the Harrison Ford broccoli joke on David Letterman.
No.
Okay.
Is that the one where David Blaine's at his house?
Nope. That's a different one. Oh. That's a completely different one.
Well, we'll do that someday. But we got
This is 2 minutes. It's worth your time.
We're chatting during the commercial there, and he has a joke, and I'm encouraging him to tell the joke. He's a little reluctant.
Harrison Ford on David Letterman.
If I tell this joke, my wife is going to be so mad at me.
I think I can't help you there, but I think it's worth
it. Gal that used to eat the hot dog.
You write me a little
stadium.
I'll write you a little note. Yeah, it means quite a lot to her coming from me.
Yeah, Calista.
Oh yes.
Yes,
I think it is. Yeah, right. Weighs 12 pounds.
So this guy's working in the produce department at the grocery store, and a lady walks up and she says, "Excuse me." He says, "Yes." She says, "Where's the broccoli? I can't find the broccoli." He said, "Oh, I'm really sorry, ma'am." He says, "We ran out of broccoli. We'll have some tomorrow morning."
Easy enough.
And he goes back to his work, and he's stacking the oranges, and he hears behind me, Mister. And he turns around, and it's the same lady. She says, "Where's the broccoli? You got any broccoli?" He says, "No, ma'am, we're fresh out of broccoli. We'll have some tomorrow morning." Goes back to work.
couple of minutes later, this woman walks right up in his face and she says, "How come I can't find any broccoli?" He says, "Lady, he says, do me a favor, will you?" She said, "What?" He says, "How do you spell, indulge me, how do you spell cat?" He says, "Like in catastrophic." She says, "C-A-T. He says, "How do you spell dog? Like in dogmatic." She says, "D-O-G. He says, "How do you spell like in broccoli?" She says, "There is no f***ing broccoli." He says, "That's what I'm trying to tell you, lady."
Anyway, I thought you two would enjoy
that's
that.
Pretty that's pretty good. Joke. That's a pretty good joke. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
We'll see you later.
All right. Happy Christmas. It's the new year, and everyone is talking about their resolutions. Resolutions are based on topics for which we have become complacent. The Canopy Group has a New Year's resolution for you. Last year, over 2,700 Minnesotans conquered their complacency and contacted the Canopy Group for their home and auto insurance needs. That is an easy call because 80% of those people had only one agent with one company. No options. The Canopy Group offered them 40 professional with 16 companies. Many options. The Canopy Group's New Year resolution has always been to annually examine every existing Canopy client. Each and every day, the Canopy Group team is reaching out to their client base and moving many clients from one of their 16 companies to a different company that they also represent. This is a great call for the Canopy Group to make because it is their ongoing promise to always provide their clients with the best coverage at the best price and forever doing away with insurance complacency. Call 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com.